What's good? What's good? We are back. Another episode of the Paul Pika Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So today I'm going to react to a video regarding the rumors around Kamala Harris's possible divorce, or rumors that she is getting divorced or her husband is divorcing her. I don't know exactly which one. We're about to get into it and we're about to find out. See what's going on.
Not only lost the election, also $20 million in campaign debt. Her husband left her?
Wow.
People, I knew Dougie was not with Kamala in real life. I knew it. He's not even an attractive man. He is not even an attractive man. Wow. And it looked like the odd couple standing next to each other. And then look at his weird kids. Like, it was all for us. It was all for her to act like she is about American family. You know what I'm saying? But to those black people out there who are like, oh, you ain't vote for Kamala. That's wrong. How can you be a sister and not vote for her? She ain't marry a brother. She didn't have any black babies. But y'all expect us to put more effort into her than she did into us? People, I find that shit so funny. And then people, what they were saying, people talking shit about Trump, talking about, oh, he's a misogynist, he's a this, he's a that. And then when I kick him with the, oh, well, Kamala husband cheated on his first wife and knocked up the nanny, he beats up on his dates.
No. Damn. Hold on, wish I had the sound, but the sound's not working. Sound's not working.
Nobody wants to talk about that. But people, I just thank God, because just imagine. Just imagine. And the only reason Kamala even got married way back when she did, she just got married 10 years ago. This marriage is still damn near new considering her age. She's 60. She only been married for 10 years. She got married for her political career, people. She couldn't be a single woman of color out here dating Montel and everybody else going to the Diddy parties. So she had to get some type of credibility for her career. And
let me stop right there. Going for a political position, it definitely doesn't look good if you're single. People are definitely going to look at you a certain way if you're single. I mean, how can you run the country or govern a city or a town or a state if you can't even keep a relationship together? That's how they're going to probably look at it. And as far as her marrying a white man, it's funny how a lot of these pro-black people, not all of them, but there's a lot out there that are literally married to a white woman or a white man, but they're so pro-black. I mean, that's a head scratcher. Let's keep it moving.
Politics, and what did she do? She married a white man. Not even attractive one. She found the most weirdest one with the most weirdest looking kids.
Most weirdest looking kids. How'd the kids look like? You know, this seems like one of those stories where it came from some article on some unknown website and there's no validity to it. But I also know that we're at this place right now where a lot of people do not trust mainstream media. They just don't trust mainstream media at all. And so how do people discover new stories? Well, it's by somebody maybe talking to a friend who then talks to another friend who then tells somebody who is connected to somebody else who has a platform, and they send them the information through text, maybe a photo, and they send some proof. All of a sudden, now it's viral on TikTok. Is this valid? I'm not sure yet, if I'm going to be honest with you. Let's see what the comments here have to say. First comment here says, Kamala supporters got a mental disorder. Somebody else here added, how y'all know this is true? And let's see, probably not even true. Somebody else here says, I always got the feeling that wasn't a real relationship. Here's somebody else who says, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. I know for a lot of people during the time when the elections were going on and approaching the final events, there were a lot of people who were divorcing or not talking to family, cutting people off because they didn't agree with their politics. To me, I think that's a bit ridiculous, if I'm going to be honest with you.
I do too. And looking at Kamala and her husband, they definitely are a weird couple. It definitely looks like it was either money or political motivation. Doesn't seem like it's genuine love. And I could be wrong, but I would think somebody like Kamala would marry somebody probably a little more attractive. I mean, Kamala's pretty attractive for her age, I will say that. But I think this stems from possibly like her stance on the Israel and Palestine war that's going on. As if I'm not mistaken, Kamala's husband is Jewish. So, you know, her stance, like, she tried to play the middle with it. But the thing is, with these wars, it's like politics nowadays. You really can't play the middle. It's like you got to choose one side or the other. Because even if, like, you don't vote Republican, but you also don't vote Democrat, Democrats will still slaughter you. They'll still try to throw you in that Republican barrel. They'll still try to label you as an enemy against them. Because, like, the thing is if you don't agree with anything these people agree with, they call you all types of names. They throw all the labels. White supremacist, racist, homophobe, bigot, transphobe. Anything they could think of. And it's like you could agree on 9 things out of 10. As soon as you get to that 10th thing that they don't agree with you on, oh no. That, like he said, they're canceling Christmas, canceling Thanksgiving, all because of your political beliefs. And what's crazy is, you know, people that are doing that, you know, your family members, their whole freaking life. You know how they think, you know how they act. You should know their views, but all of a sudden they vote for Trump and it's so far different than any other Republican that people voted for, which is complete nonsense. Let's keep it moving.
If you're at the point in your marriage where the election, two people who are not going to make a difference in your life actually, and when I say that, I mean, a real life, like if you think those people are going to make your life better than the person who you're with, who you have to interact with on an everyday basis, forget who's president. How about the people in your life who you're interacting with on an everyday basis? I spoke out every time I saw that and said, now this right here is ridiculous.
Kamala, divorce.
We have another video here. Let's see what you guys think.
Kamala, divorce on the horizon. I don't know if I saw this coming, but Kamala and her husband are reportedly splitting. There's supposed to have been something about somebody. I don't know if it was Kamala or the husband having a little affair on the side with one of the people on her campaign. But he's the same guy who and, you know, basically beat on his last girl and cheated on her with the male and maid and knocked her up. So,
yeah. Kamala's a former prosecuting attorney. You think she didn't already know that and she still married him? But that's another thing. Like, did he get locked up for it? Did he get charged? Was there any proof? Was there any evidence? Or was it just he say, she say? Because nowadays that doesn't work no more. That he say, she say isn't enough. Like, everybody's taking pictures and video of everything on the planet nowadays. So if it's not a picture, a video, an audio, it's just he say, she say. I hate to say it.
That's the guy Kamala's married with. She has no children. And I'm hearing they're going on a divorce. I mean, not I'm hearing, but that's what they're saying. They're about to split. So she lost the campaign. She lost $20 million. She lost her husband.
And the $20 million, I mean, that alone should tell you there was no way she was going to fix the economy. No way, no how was she going to fix the economy. Yeah, I know people are like, oh, she raised this $1.6 billion in a short period of time. Yeah, and she ended up $20 million in debt by the time the campaign was over. You can't even manage the money in a campaign without going $20 million in debt. How the hell was you going to fix the economy? And I could possibly see her cheating. I mean, like I said, she's pretty attractive for her age. And her husband just doesn't seem like a fit. They do look like the odd couple. And the fact that she don't have kids just shows that she was one of those career-orientated women that possibly got lonely at a certain point and, you know, wanted to settle down with somebody, but it was definitely too late for her to have kids.
You think she needs a drink?
All right, so there you guys go. I'll leave you guys up to decide whether that there is real or it's fake news. Let's see, what else do we have? I saw some other stuff some people sent me in line with this topic. Oh, here's one. So there's this whole conversation that's happening right now about Serena Williams. And I'm curious to know what you guys think in the comment section down below. And this comes down to whether...
Black woman, and I love who I hold am. On. And
this comes down to whether she bleaches her skin or not.
Huh.
I'm just going to be honest up front. When I first saw her and I saw this video, I noticed that her skin looked lighter. So there are people who are saying, yo, Serena Williams might not be all the way there because she's telling a bald-faced lie. Like, we can compare pictures and see the difference. Let's check it out.
Black woman, and I love who I am, and I love how I look, and that's just not my thing. And if people do it, that's their thing, and they have every opportunity, and they should. I don't judge, but you guys do. But that's what this world is about, and I stay in my lane, the non-judgy one, and I keep it. But no, I actually don't bleach my skin, so can we just, like, kind of clear that up? Okay, so that's what I do. I start with my Nothing to See concealer. I only did one side of my face.
So what do you guys think? Does she look like she bleaches her skin? Let me see here. I'm wondering if I could bring up some photos here so people can see, or maybe somebody already.
Yeah, based off of what she's showing, it doesn't look like one side of her face is darker than the other. Not from what I'm seeing. And you know what people are always going to say when black women or people of color bleach their skin? Is that they're trying to be white and look white, and they I guess are not comfortable in their own skin, and that's the thing, man. Everybody's born differently. Nobody looks exactly the same. So many different skin tones in society. I mean, you see, I look like Casper the Friendly Ghost with the lights on me. And it's not even about just being comfortable in your own skin. It's just about finding happiness in life. Like, whatever makes you happy, do that. I don't care what it is. Whatever makes you happy, do that. Happiness is a choice. People have to choose to be happy about certain things in life.
Kind of touched on this. Let's see right here. Oh shit, here's a video with the literal contrast. Hold on, this is crazy. Yo, look at this.
Don't you have like 400 family members?
Yeah. And then almost all of them.
You guys
know
James.
That's,
you know what, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say she bleaches her skin, and I think the telltale for that is not how light her skin looks compared to the other picture. The fact that her hair is blonde, too. The fact that her hair is blonde. But, I think if Kamala get divorced, it wouldn't be a shocker to me. Partially because of her stance on the Israel and Palestine war that's going on. And the fact that her husband, if I'm not mistaken, is Jewish. And then, she didn't get married till she was 50. It's not like she's been with the guy her whole life. She's only been with the guy 10 years. We know marriages don't last that long nowadays. And he might not want to attach himself to that $20 million debt. He might want to not be attached to that $20 million debt that she has. Because if she's married, that debt kind of, I would say, affects him as well. But, we'll see if she gets divorced or not. I wouldn't be shocked just because of her stance on Israel and the Palestine thing. She definitely supports, like, both sides, or tried to support both sides. We don't even really know if that was just all talk. For all we know, a lot of these liberals and Democrats, they're pro-Palestinian, which is crazy because they were never pro-Palestinian a day in their life until the situation happened recently. And this Palestine and Israel thing has been going on for thousands of years. It's been going on before any of us were born. It's going to probably go on long after we're gone. And, it makes me think of that movie, Black Hawk Down, when when they caught the general and he said, I think you shouldn't be here. This is a civil war. This is Somalia's war. And civil war, I think you got to just let it play out. Like, getting involved in civil wars, I think, could be a very, very tricky thing. Well, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.